was December the 6th, 1983. I was doing time for armed robbery. At 4 in the morning, I was sitting in my cell. I heard a whistle blow, then I heard somebody yell.
There's a riot going on. There's a riot going on. There's a riot going on. Up in cell block number 9.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Dr. Sam Kennedy. Thank you for joining me this Sunday night, September 13th, 2009. Welcome to the program. We have a busy night tonight, and I hope it'll be as energetic as last week, and I suspect it will, based upon the selection and topics that we're attempting to jam in tonight. We're going to be drawing some interesting contrasts in ongoing cases for you folks, and I'll be able to bring you what I believe will be usable information about successful quashings of subpoenas, of commercial process, of criminal hearings, all without a peep from the big bad United States federal corporation. And we're going to draw a contrast to some ongoing cases as well, where the Patriots have decided to enter the venue and face the United States doing business as usual, which is what? We're the United States. We can do anything we want. They change case numbers. They recharge you with the same charges. They utter false affidavits. They decline to provide you with discovery. No, you're not entitled to see the notes of our discussions with whoever it happens to be, the controller of the currency, the SEC, or whomever else might be involved. That's irrelevant, of course. And all of the other tricks that the United States pulls day to day, time after time, and our ability to mirror those procedures and send them back amplified in power is having untold success in courtrooms around this country. We're going to bring that information to you. Also, I have a fascinating letter to read you tonight, folks. I forgot I had slated this for the program about a week ago. You don't want to miss this. This is going to touch you and be informative. You'll see just how far we have come. You'll see just how far you can go when I share with you the experiences of this particular party. Excuse me. Also, we're going to be talking about the UCC process. I have been in discussions with various people who are implementing the state-of-the-art UCC status, law merchant, commercial, sovereignty process involving county filing, state filings, and treasury, establishing one status with respect to the United States, as it should be. And we'll talk more about that after the first commercial break. It's fascinating to see what they're doing. These people are busy, folks. They don't have a moment to spare, and that's not without good reason. This process is just golden, and I hope I'll be able to find the words to describe it to you. I will apologize. Let me apologize right now for the delay in referring people over, perhaps referring is the wrong word, in hooking people up with those people who I know to be doing a great job on that process. We will be sending out some emails no later than Wednesday regarding that. So if you're on that list or you'd like to be on that list, just let me know and I'll put you in touch with these various people. Folks, we're headed to a commercial break. I haven't even begun to touch half of the topics that I'd like to touch on tonight. But all of that will begin when we return after this brief commercial message. Stick with us.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? When he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program then helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
Welcome back, folks. All right, join me, if you would, in a moment of prayer to the Lord. Father in heaven, we thank you for the blessing of Republic Broadcasting Network and all the wonderful people who tune us in every week in their desire to expand their understanding of the remedies at their disposal to achieve freedom during their lifetimes and for their children. We thank you for wisdom and courage, the food on our tables, and the loved ones with which you have surrounded us. Amen. Folks, remember this program is for entertainment only. We're going to be looking at a variety of technical topics tonight. Do not run out and do this. What do they say on the mainstream networks? Don't try this at home. It's for entertainment only. Remember, nothing we do is legal, and nothing we do is illegal, because everything we do is outside the bar and that little contraption they call the legal system. Anyway, before the break, I was talking about the UCC process, and maybe 4, 5, 6 months ago, I said I would hook people up with those people who I know are doing it properly, and I mean really doing it properly. And as you know, I've been developing the documentation for this for some time. Folks, it's almost like an awakening for me to sit down with these materials and see just how far our knowledge has come. My goodness. When we use a bill of exchange to Treasury with instructions to the U.S. trustee, who also masquerades as the Secretary of the Treasury, to offset all accumulated liabilities that have been ledgered against the straw party account, the instrument that is used nowadays is so far beyond where we began. It's almost like a light year leap into another dimension. It's almost beyond words to describe. You can clearly see the drawers, the payees, the drawees who it's addressed to. The instructions are so crisp and clear. And moreover, I think people have finally gotten it straight, at least some have, as to who they are and who the parties are. As an example, if you go to the bottom of an updated so-called birth certificate bond, which I don't call it that anymore because it really isn't, it's a securities certificate bond that has a specific purpose of accepting for value by the registered holder of a particular security certificate, namely the security certificate, which is called a birth certificate, accepting that for value, and through that acceptance, thereby also accepting the certificated security represented by the security certificate, then in effect, you have established a claim against title. You have instructed them to pay all of the liabilities attributed to that fiction account. We have eliminated in our thinking the so-called EIN. Why would we use an expression EIN, which they can interpret in their own statutes and regulations to mean employer identification number? Why would we use an exemption ID number? It was artificial. Removing the dashes from the Social Security number has been used thousands of times, hundreds of thousands of times, thousands of times by me personally, and every time it's been repugnant to me, and I'm glad to be away from it. So when I speak in terms of the United States regarding commercial remedies, and when my documents that I draw up for my own use and as templates if others are curious as to what I'm doing, they talk in the following terms. For instance, the drawee shall deposit this bond with all rights and claims hereunder in trust account Samuel Thomas Kennedy, 152-56-123-4567, and designate the set account for set off of any and all bills, taxes, liabilities, and or claims against trust account Samuel Thomas Kennedy, followed by the same number I just read, represented by the said certificate, subtrust Samuel Thomas Kennedy in uppercase letters, also known as Thomas S.K., Kennedy S.K., or however else they make a mockery of my name, represented by the security certificate number 123-45-6789, and any other debtors that I bring forth with my acceptance for value. In other words, everything that I'm doing now is reflected in commercial remedies, is reflected as a security certificate representing a certificated security. But also, ultimately, I do not forget that I, Samuel Thomas, am the genuine foundational beneficiary of the trust which was created by men and women in 1933 under Executive Order 6102. That is the original trust instrument, not the birth certificate, by which the grantors, our ancestors, placed all of those funds into a trust. So we are the descendants of the grantors and the ultimate beneficiary. And the way we might state such a status under the signature line on a, let's say, a birth certificate bond might be Samuel Thomas, in parenthesis, family, colon, Kennedy, close parenthesis, comma, beneficiary. And underneath that, we might put certificates, and we would list the birth certificate number and the Social Security number. And under that, I would put trust Samuel Thomas Kennedy in uppercase letters and the birth certificate number. Again, in other words, each of those certificates represents a security, a certificated security, which really is a book entry. We used to call it that the birth certificate represents or is indicative of a birth certificate bond in their files. We don't talk in those terms anymore. That's how far we've come. They have a certificated security, and it is a book entry, a BE certificated security. And the registered beneficiary is listed on the front of the birth certificate, usually in uppercase letters. So that certificate tells us there is a registered beneficiary. It tells us what the number of the security certificate is that represents a certificated security. And it also tells us that there was a trust created in that name as well, and in that number as well, of which we are the beneficiary, or else that document could not exist. Knowing all of that, everything in the entire UCC status process just now glows with genuine information. Give you an example. Let me read you the first paragraph of the birth certificate bond I use. Know all men by these presents. The undersigned registered holder of security certificate 154-56-123, blah, 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 so the birth certificate number, comma, Samuel Thomas Kennedy, upper and lower case, in parenthesis, beneficiary, does hereby accept for value the said certificate and all endorsements thereon against the certificated security represented thereby, in accord with public law found at Chapter 48, comma, 48 Stat, period 112, comma, public policy found at House Joint Resolution 192 of June 5, 1933, comma, Executive Order 6102 of April 5, 1933, and the Uniform Commercial Code, period. The beneficiary does hereby warrant with his full faith and credit, and there's nothing worth more than that, folks, that he possesses sole claim of right to the said certificated security and authority to issue such acceptance. The said acceptance extends to all securities, certificates, bonds, debentures, equity instruments, and assets associated with, derived from, or represented by the said certificated security, in parenthesis, jointly and severally, derivatives, and comprises the beneficiary's formal redemption order thereof. I'm reading you this because I'm probably struggling to find some way to convey my excitement at how far we've come and how the status process that started years ago by a few utterances out of the mouths of Roger Elvett, bless his soul, has come to a point where we know exactly what to order, how to do it, and there are people who are doing it beautifully, and I will have the pleasure of hooking you up with them if you're interested. And if you are, send me an email at restore.america@hotmail.com, and I promise you that by Wednesday, I will have many of those emails out, and I'll just send you their email addresses. You get in touch with them. I want no part of doing this for anybody, because if I do, you'll be calling me, emailing me with questions, and we've got so many bigger fish to fry. But the old dog is out. It has grown new teeth. There is nothing like this. I could not have been more impressed. Every one of the people doing it I know to be of the highest integrity. And I could tell that when they told me what their ideas were for what an appropriate donation for them would be to do it. Folks, if a lawyer's office was doing, they'd be incapable of doing it, but was attempting to do what these people are doing, it would be probably $10,000, $20,000 minimally. I don't want to say this on the radio because they'll probably raise the donation, but the donation is piddly compared to what it should be. And I'm proud of them, and I'm glad to see that there are patriots who really do dedicate themselves to the higher good. So that said, when we return, we're going to start telling you about some cases, fascinating cases, and the contrast is so clear between the right way and the wrong way to handle the United States. We'll be back in a minute.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Is credit card debt stressing you out? If you're serious about regaining control of your finances, Big Solutions, the country's leading nonprofit debt management and consumer credit counseling service, can get you back on track. Whether you're behind with your payments or just frustrated with balances that never seem to go down, BSI can help you. Creditors have given Big Solutions very special repayment arrangements to help you get out of debt. These include lowering interest rates by 50% or more, bringing past due accounts current, and stopping harassing collections calls. BSI's team of certified financial counselors can consolidate all your credit card bills into one low monthly payment.
I chose BSI because they never asked for high fees I couldn't afford, and my creditors told me that Big Solutions had a great reputation.
Call the debt specialist at Big Solutions right now at 1-800-497-7722 to receive more information. BSI works with your lenders, but more importantly, Big Solutions works for you. Take control of your finances. Call 1-800-497-7722.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
Welcome back, folks. All right. Before we proceed any further, let me just remind people, let me apologize. I promised that we would be getting applications out for the Return of Process Seminar and the Crushing the Courtroom Seminar in November. We did not. And I have no one to blame but myself. I have been so tied up with cases and long nights trying to help people prepare things. That's no excuse, but it's been virtually impossible to find the time necessary to prepare those applications properly. We will have it. We must have it done by Wednesday. The Return of Process Seminar is being held in November. I think it's the 20th through the 23rd. Those of you who are starting to hear feedback about what went on at that seminar and also the last seminar in September, and some of the success that we're having in returning process and how simple it is, may be inclined to request an application at ROP@hush.com, ROP@hush.com, and that's going to have a fair smattering of courtroom escapades as well, because that's a part of preparing for the worst case scenario when process is returned. Although we have yet to see them do anything after process is returned other than disappear. But for those who really need to up their game in the courtroom, and that is really the next step to having the confidence that people need, having the reflexes to be able to tell them to go take a hike and hold one's own and be prepared to do what one has to do to control that courtroom if one gets dragged in. We have a specific course for that, 3 intensive days, November 6th, 7th, and 8th, and it's called the Crushing the Courtroom Seminar. We will review all aspects of that technology, including the prayer from outside the bar, remaining outside the bar, handling all sorts of the courtroom challenges that come our way, at least 5 major ways and probably 3 or 4 minor ways of handling whatever should come our way in the courtroom. We'll have people playing judge. It should be fascinating. If you've heard about the ROP seminar at the beginning of September, you'll understand that the way we hammered away at the courtroom was tremendously well-received. People got an earful. They got a chance to really up their skills. And if you're interested in attending such a thing, then an application is available at Crushem, CRUSH-EM, at hush.com. That's crush-M-E-M at hush.com. Folks, let me read you a quick definition from this wonderful security agreement. This is for, let's pull definition 18 out. The terms, and then we have the name of the living man in various parameters, the full name, the name in parenthesis, family, colon, last name, first and middle name, all of those terms mean the living, breathing, flesh and blood, actual man on the free, dry soil of the land, a living soul, absolute biological property of the creator, creditor, entitlement holder, injured party, and registered beneficiary of trust, and then we list the BC numbers, comma, real party in interest and secured party to the security interest established herein, not an entity or other legal fiction, phantom actor, U.S. person, citizen, or resident, juristic person, nom de guerre, or persona designata. Isn't that beautiful? The trusts, the certificates, they're woven in at every step. So it would be my pleasure to hook people up with fine patriots like this who can help them out. And I, for one, one of the first things on my list is to redo my process because it is not just effective, but those of you who remember the earlier broadcast a few months ago know that it actually identifies the creditor as a debtor. And the power of attorney is extremely dangerous because it doesn't dissuade them from assuming I am an accommodation party. And if they assume that, then I have to stand for the debts physically of the straw party, and I'm dead. So you may want to evaluate your own procedures, and if you need help on that, get back to me. Now, let's see here. Let's go right to the cases I mentioned, with the proviso that we're going to be coming back to some other topics. There's an interesting email floating around about Teresa Marti, and I'll have some comments for you on that a little bit later. There is a fascinating lesson in that email, folks. Oh, my goodness. We saw this coming a mile away. You remember me stating probably a year ago that if you were doing certain things with a 1099A, watch out. You're probably going to wind up paying the price. Now, Teresa doesn't have to pay the price. She could take that case lock, stock, and barrel, ship it back to them, and be out of it if she knew how. Literally, we know how to do that and to do it effectively. So you never hear it again from those parties who would intrude their corporate venue in your kingdom of the Lord. But be that as it may, probably would pay to spend another moment or two reiterating what I said on the 1099A last week. Since I hear music in the background, let me defer on that to the next segment, which will be a long segment after this commercial message. And we will very briefly just mention again the 1099A and some of the unfortunate patriot myths about it. Used properly, it can be a dynamite tool. It clearly establishes our lender status. Used improperly, it's a danger. We'll be back in a moment.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try saw palmetto, but beta prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription beta prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try beta prostate risk-free. Call 800-790-6293. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 1-800-790-6293. That's 1-800-790-6293.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Hi, welcome to America. Glad you made it. On the left, you'll notice a coin slot. Insert dollars only, please.
Got no brain. Welcome back, my friend. Now, should we talk about Teresa first or the case first? Let's hold off on Teresa because I think there may be a lesson there after we talk about these cases. I have the pleasure of observing half a dozen cases simultaneously unfold, and I always have that pleasure, but at this particular time, I have the pleasure of some cases that I feel have great learning value for you. Once again, we have been able to quash a D.C. subpoena without a peep. And once again, we have been able to quash a criminal case at the point where the defendant was supposed to appear and had already served some weeks in the county jail. In both of those cases, nobody appeared, at least not from our side. And in both of those cases, that was the last that was heard. Not saying that's the last that will ever be heard, but I tell you this, that is the last that will be heard. Because the methodology that was used leaves the United States no choice but to recognize what its jurisdiction and venue are, the limits of its jurisdiction and venue. And there are principles to doing that, very good, time-proven principles, and they're principles that are used by attorneys as well as laymen such as ourselves. Let me give you an example. Our communications sometimes are addressed to the chairman of the grand jury. I almost said the grand jury. The chairman of the ground round through the prosecutor. And the prosecutor is told, buddy, you are expected to fulfill your duty to counsel the grand jury completely and fully regarding your authority that we're giving you in this process to settle all claims against trust account Samuel T. Kennedy 1234567891, and to counsel the grand jury fully about the taxpayers' willingness, the taxpayers' offer herein to sign off on any such corrections, and about your obligation to stand in the defendant's place, in place of that trust account, for all commercial and corporeal liability in the event you fail to act on this peaceful offer of a remedy. We might tell the prosecutor that the failure to make that disclosure would comprise his specific confession to felony violation of a variety of 18 U.S.C. sections. 1001 and 2071 come to mind. And that's 10 years in federal prison. Now, do we quote their statutes? You bet we do when it's used as a hammer and there's an asterisk, and then they can look at the disclaimer down below saying, hey, we're doing this to protect the actors, to protect you. And it does not comprise and shall not be deemed an election to submit to a foreign corporate repugnant jurisdiction. And we might put some enforcement in such a communication. We might tell them that if they fail to honor, let's say, the BIC payment, oh yes, BIC payment, that will comprise their confession to felony misappropriation and a requirement to file certain forms to report them under misprison of felony and misprison of treason obligations. Now, folks, I don't know how many bonded promissory notes and secured promissory notes have been paid at last count. I'm willing to bet it's tens, if not hundreds of thousands. And I don't want to hear that this stuff doesn't work. We've got so many cases in which it does. We've got some in which they're completely intransigent and it doesn't. And the majority are cases where it could have worked if the Patriot would enforce. The first thing that comes to mind is very simple. If that was a draft that you had given them, or cash, and they said that's no good and wouldn't honor it, what would you say to them? First of all, who stole my money? Secondly, you mean there's no way to pay this, so I'm on the hook no matter what? So you're ordering me to pay and I can't pay? What kind of trick is this? What kind of criminal racketeering enterprise are you involved in? Why are you not saying that when enforcing BIC payment instruments? This is as good an enforcement as any other. In fact, when we devised to bring that forth to you and we showed you that they were obligated under their own statutes, under 2071, 2075, under 2073, under Title 28, 2041, and so on and so forth, that any funds paid to the clerk must be entered in the books, and if they don't, that is a felony with real jail time. Why are you not asking? Excuse me, Judge, just one point here. I want to be clear about this. This court does enforce the criminal code, for and on the record, does it not? We're not here for that today. Excuse me, if you witnessed the high crime in this courtroom, are you saying that you would suborn that crime by not responding? Is that your position? Because I am here to report high crimes by officers of this court. Are you not familiar with UCC 3-104, negotiable instruments? Are you not familiar with, 31 CFR 103.11? Do you not understand a negotiable instrument? Do you have a notice of dishonor? Do you have a certificate of protest? And on, the ways we have of shifting the liability, both civilly, commercially, and criminally. to the misappropriating party are almost infinite. And so a payment instrument remains, for those who are sufficiently sophisticated in commercial remedies, one of the absolute best ways to win a case and have them running the other way. Do you know how many judges have recused and run the other way when we've started paying their offer? Think what we're offering to do. I'm offering to pay. You owe this. Fine. I will pay it. What do I have to do to pay it? Do I have to beg you? I will pay. I'm here to pay. I'm here to satisfy. Your satisfaction is my first desire. We might include in our return of process package a waiver of the citizen privilege and a brief revocation of power of attorney. And I mean one, two, perhaps three sentences at most, denying them all contracts that we don't wish to grant them. We might declare our foreign status, and we might let them know that the process has been filed on our county and their de facto county. It's a matter of public record that they are under obligation to disclose this information to the grand jury. And if they don't, they have tampered with evidence. Their career is on the line. And that's why they run away. Along with, I'm giving you a simplified overview, of course. There are many other things that can fall into this. How about the demand for their qualifying methods as part of this? When you present your credentials, I may choose to accept your process. Until then, here it is back at you, because I don't know who you are. You may know who you are, but I'm not accepting that. Returned. Returned for cause without dishonor. I do not know who the hell you are. I apologize. Returned for cause without dishonor. I do not accept your offer to contract. I do not have sufficient credentials in front of me, or for want of credentials. And so on. And so these cases, you haven't entered. You haven't negotiated with them. You haven't even recognized them. You haven't put yourself in a position where they can say to you, we'll get to the jurisdictional argument later. We'll get to that later. Why can they say that? Because you showed up. You said, I care. I care about what goes on in this hellhole. You said, I'm scared. That's why I'm here. And the people who have not are finding tremendous success. And that's why I am discussing ROP. The people who know me, the people who are at that seminar in the beginning of September, knowing that I haven't lectured at a seminar of my own since January before that, 8 months gap, they know I only come forth when I have something that I believe is important to say. Just like a writer, you write when you have something to say. Those tactics make for smooth sailing. Can't guarantee it always. But understand the principles. When you understand the principles and you understand how to put them in the middle of it so that they have to actually say to themselves, am I going to try and bring this guy in for a hearing where he's just going to return the process again? Can I ask the judge to issue an arrest warrant when he sent it back and said you don't have jurisdiction? They understand jurisdiction. They won't arrest someone they don't have jurisdiction over unless you give them that opening. We don't give them that opening. In contrast, we have other cases ongoing. One in particular is sort of hilarious. It's a friend of mine, a very wonderful guy out in the Midwest. And he's in there trying not to return a vehicle. And they put him in jail that night. They held him for a couple of days. They brought him out, brought him to another court where he forgot there were, he didn't forget. There was a warrant for his arrest on a case he thought he had settled. And now he's waking up and using some further procedures on the land to return their process and get their attention, and that's going to be the end of their case. You have no idea. They are going to be sweating. They feel the same way you felt all those times when they attacked you. We're not doing it to make them feel that way. We're doing it to shake up their arrogance and let them know you can't do this to us anymore if you don't have jurisdiction just because you've done it for 50 years. You can't do it anymore. It's not right. You know it. We know it, and we're not going to participate anymore. So they pulled him out, they changed the case numbers. Now it's a new case. The attorney calls him up and says, you're going to be there, let's say, Wednesday. You're going to be there tomorrow, is what they said. Or I'm going to have that judge put you back in jail. This is on a new case. Hey, what about 20 days to respond? He gets there. The judge who had recused himself from the old case is there calling the old case. How many tricks do they do? If we do it, it is legal. If we build it, they shall come. Isn't that their motto? If we build it, if we send out that summons and that command, and if you don't, this may happen. We may issue a warrant for your arrest. Why do you think they put "may" in? Because they're playing ball with mirages in a field of corn. That's why. And when we wake up and recognize it and say, "Hell no, I won't go," suddenly the entire ballgame changes. And so he spent, I don't know, 45 minutes, an hour, maybe a couple of hours. I wasn't there. And judging by the time he called me after, it probably was a couple of hours. He went at them tooth and nail. He asked them questions. "Excuse me, I have these subpoenas for that guy. We're not admitting them." "What do you mean you're not admitting them? They're subpoenas. I want discovery. You're not going to have it." Oh, this is the United States at its finest. Wait till they wake up and see what's waiting for them later in the week. The tentacles of return of process take many forms, but they all underlie the same principle. Hell no, we won't go. We will not participate. How can we in good conscience participate in a pagan ritual that makes a mockery of our own name? How dare you mock my name? How dare you turn it around, put it in with different letters, turn it upside down, shorten it to initials, send it to me, and expect me to comply? And you know what? How dare I comply? How stupid of me. Where have my brains been the last 5 decades? Or more? Well, they've been saturated with brainwashing and intimidation. And that can end. And that's the campaign that I am on, to wake people up to what's really going on and what they really can do. It's a stark contrast. So if you're in a case and you say, "Hey, Sam, look at these papers, look at what they sent me," what you have to understand is, as you say that to me, I actually feel bile rising into my esophagus. I want to throw up. It's repugnant to me. Why do you care what they do? Why do you care what those arguments say? It's because you believe that they can hurt you. You believe that they have power over you. And it's that belief that's killing you. And when you stop believing that, it all goes away. And there are people who can prove that to you in real life, not just someone talking on a radio program. So just think about it. I don't want to convince you to do anything, actually. I'm just giving you my opinion. It is just one man's opinion. That's all this program is. And I apologize if it sounds like more. I don't mean it to be. Both Jack Smith and I think, sound like that sometimes. We're lecturing you to do this. Well, I am not. And I will admit when there are mistakes in the past. For some people, BIC is a mistake. You just don't have the closing chops. So you know what? Stay the heck out. That's the solution. And we've got all those solutions. Stay out, go in, commercial, abate, return of process, status documents, signs for posting. You know, there is no Sam Kennedy technology. There's just the pursuit of knowledge and the pursuit, I won't even say the pursuit of happiness because this is hard work, the pursuit of freedom. On behalf of the Lord, I can't think of any other reason to do it because this is very tough stuff, folks. And it's a tough road that all of us have chosen. We know by the responses of our family members, excuse me, and we know by the challenges that have been presented in our life and the distractions from just the pleasure of living life. So I invite you to the blessing of this radio program, the hundreds of technologies we have discussed and brought forth and reported on and presented to you. And don't think that you're boxed in by one. The whole arsenal. I would write a promissory note in a heartbeat. I am. I'm dealing with the Fed right now. I have their consent to draft. That is correct. I'm not playing around with these people. They have the certificated securities on file for which I'm holding the securities that represent those, excuse me, the certificates that represent those securities. That's a fact. And so there's no shortage of kinds of instruments we can write. You don't want to be stupid and go in a Cadillac dealer and write an instrument there. No, that's not the way it's supposed to be. But we certainly know We have the knowledge, the capacity, the courage, and the wisdom to draw against our own funds. I've been saying that for years. That's exactly what BIC was based upon. And anyone who has a promissory note in his back pocket in the courtroom has his remedy. You may not even understand it. You can take that judge, I don't care who that judge is, and say, Your Honor, am I to understand that you are declining payment? Wow. Where do we go from there? And now he's got to say, it's bogus. Oh, really? We're off, and he's liable. And I'll take him all the way to court claim bank. Folks, when we return, I don't even know what we'll talk about. Oh, how about Teresa Marty, that particular case, Port Teresa, and 1099A, and then this wonderful, wonderful instructional letter that I received. Stick with us, folks. We'll be back in just a moment.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
If you have more than $25,000 in debt and are facing foreclosure, we can stop the foreclosure in one day and get you out of debt in 90 days without making a single payment. Did you know that debt settlement is illegal in at least 7 states and that if you hire an attorney to help you get out of debt, you'll pay 7 to 10 times more than legally necessary? The system is rigged. These guys get kickbacks from your creditors while charging you up front to get into nothing more than just another payment plan. Look, this isn't brain surgery. You just need the right information and the right help and answers to your questions. No clients of zero debt in 90 days have had to negotiate with creditors or go to court. Our proven system stops collection calls in 1 minute. Since 1993, we have helped over 80,000 people get out of debt without making a single payment to creditors. Get the right information today and get out of debt in just 90 days. Ask about our $25,000 guarantee and your free copy of 7 Secrets to Debt Freedom when you call 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com today.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Welcome back, folks. All right, those of you who don't know Teresa Marty, I think I met her once, and she was a gal who had some kind of status with IRS. You know, the term is eluding me at the moment, but it's where you apply for a, excuse my ignorance, but you apply, actually, if I find that email, it'll probably be listed right in it. Let's see if we can find it. A tax return preparer. There's another official title given to it. She's registered with them. They get special training and the like. And from the information that the Department of Justice has put out, it appears that she's been perhaps doing some tax returns for people and following a creditor approach. I use that term loosely because creditor-debtor approach is a bit of a distraction from what the code really represents. So this posting says, it's datelined Washington, of course, a federal judge in Sacramento, California has barred, and it gives the location, Teresa, I won't say the last, well, I think I already said the last name on the air, didn't I? It's public notice, public knowledge at this point. Teresa Marti and her business, and it gives the name, from acting as a federal tax return preparer. Oh, heavens, they took away the license. Imagine that. Whatever happened to private attorney, to a private relationship? I've had so many people come to me over the years. Oh, they're threatening to pull my securities license. They're threatening to pull my insurance license. What do you do? Well, I tell people where to invest. So draw up a power of attorney. Draw up an attorney appointment. If you understand what an attorney is, an agent, and make sure there's a seal and a flag on page one where you establish your law venue, the law of that contract, so no prosecutor can stick his nose in. Make sure there is a confession of judgment by all who desire to be co-claimants, perhaps on page two. Make sure there is a privacy notice right up front, a brief contract. No one's touching that. And then have at it. Help those people. You don't have to accept the principle that one must be licensed by a state to help other people. On the contrary, licenses from the state will only box you in so you can't help them, so you can bring them only into pagan ritual. And this goes on to say that the court found she prepared and filed fraudulent tax returns, blah, 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 and filed false IRS 1099 forms. Oh, really? Where's the counter to that? Show me your counter to the 1099 form, other than someone saying it's false. Let a principal come forward and say that a 1099A that lists you as the lender is incorrect. Go ahead. It goes on to say, in addition to barring Marti from preparing federal tax returns, the court ordered her to provide to the United States a complete customer list. Now, isn't that what this is all about, as it is in every case from Lynn Meredith right on through Irwin Schiff? And the problem with all of those people is that they participated. Irwin especially, lovable Irwin. Used to get a kick out of him on shortwave. Boy, never was there a better huckster patriot, except he gave you your money's worth. He tried. He was dedicated. Let him make his money. Poor Irwin. When Victoria Joyce said, we have a better way, and he said, I'm going to go in there and do what I know how to do, which is argue in equity and get shot down. He didn't know better. I hear the music in the background, folks, so I'd like to continue on this topic, discuss the Marti case of 1099A, and then read you this email that I was describing to you earlier. So stick with me, folks. Please, don't go away. A lot more is coming.
With recent